Let me ask you a simple question this Christmas day. How many times have you heard the story that we've just heard Claire read from Luke's Gospel? How many times have you heard the story about the simple shepherds in the fields watching over their flocks at night? And suddenly, in a starlit sky, there comes the angel of the heavenly hosts proclaiming good news to all of humanity. Then the shepherds go and follow the directions of the angels, and they find Mary and Joseph and the baby Jesus lying in the straw, surrounded by the animals in the stable. How many times have you heard that story? Watched Sunday school nativity plays? Seen it portrayed on Christmas greeting cards? This wonderful, warm, loving image. Isn't it a lot like the swaddling clothes, the bands of cloth that Jesus was described as being wrapped up in to keep him warm? Christmas is like that for us. It's warm and wonderful family memories of images that we can treasure and hold dear that we wrap around ourselves every Christmas. It keeps us warm in the winter. It makes us feel comforted and hopeful. It brings us back to childhood. Every Christmas, year after year after year. The truth is, no matter how avant-garde or forward-thinking or progressive we might believe ourselves to be as Christians, every Christmas we turn into traditionalists. If you're like me, you are an absolute sentimentalist whenever it comes to the Christmas season. I don't want Christmas to ever change. I don't want to ever stop hearing this story in Luke. I never want to stop seeing that image of the baby Jesus in the manger. I want to feel that again and again and again. I'm so nostalgic for it. It's so comforting. I never, ever want Christmas to change. Nearly 4 years ago now, I had the great privilege of travelling with a small group to the Holy Land for 2 weeks. In that time, we toured the famous biblical sites, and we even managed to get some time, albeit too brief, at the very spot where Jesus was born. And at this time of year, those memories bring the Christmas story even more into focus. And then, somewhere in the distance, I hear a small sound of a tinkling bell, the bell of irony. And that small bell reminds me of the irony of our faith, that while we're celebrating the nativity of Christ Jesus, when we're so much wanting nothing to ever change, we're in fact celebrating the greatest moment of change in history. We are celebrating a moment when God enters into history, and nothing is ever the same after that. His incarnation brought change. It meant God coming into our time, into our space, into our lives, and into our comfort zone, shaking things up, making them be recreated in a new way, and challenging us to confront change and to be active in doing something, being co-creators with God in this world around us. Christmas is nothing but a constant celebration year after year, that no year is the same and that our lives are never the same. Celebrating that every year we are in fact older and hopefully wiser, but still engaged with our God, the God of history, in making things happen. How ironic that on a day when we want absolutely nothing to change, we are in fact celebrating the greatest change ever. Change is not something we as Christians should fear. Change is the nature of life. It's the nature of the church. However, we mustn't take the sentimentality of ours for our Christmas season and extend it over the other 364 days of the year to try and build walls of supposed tradition to hold back the change of our creative God. We shouldn't be fearful when the things that we do in the church and the things that the church does in the world around it suddenly seem to be different. We mustn't fear the new, but be active agents in bringing the new, as God brings the new into the world every day, every week, every month, every year, and yes, every Christmas. Change is the name of the game through Christ Jesus. So what do I suggest that you might do on this Christmas day? What would I suggest that you do to celebrate this wonderful moment of change in your life? I would suggest that you wrap yourself up in Christmas, just like I'm going to do. That once you enjoy those visions of angels and shepherds and the manger and the baby and the straw and the animals and Mary and Joseph, and keep it exactly the way it's always been for you. Just today, just for this one day, let it be comforting and traditional. Let it be familiar and warm and loving. There's time enough tomorrow for you and me to step out into our own incarnation and once again pick up our gifts and go to work with God to face change and to make change for the glory of God's name. But for today, this one special day, let's relax into the peace that is holy and into a time where time itself seems to stand still and the winds and tides of change are held back with the sounds of angelic voices drifting through a cold, starry night. Tomorrow will take care of itself. Or rather, God will take care of it. Amen. A reflection on candles. We lit the first candle for the ones who, along with Mary, waited, who longed with their souls, knowing God was on the way, that God would do something for the lowly. Their waiting is over. Yet, we relight the light for those who are still waiting, waiting for God to be born in the name of justice, and we shall wait with them. We lit the second candle for the one who, with the angels, had a message to give, who proclaimed that God is among them, and their message is now fulfilled. Yet, we relight the light for those who still believe in the message that God is born in the world, and we will proclaim it with them. We lit the third for the ones who, with the shepherds, did not fear God becoming human. They will never fear again. Yet we relight the light for those who still fear not and believe in peace for our world, and we will believe with them. We lit the fourth for the ones who, with the Magi, travelled within the promise of God being born. Their journey has finished. Yet we relight the light for those who still travel within that promise, and we will journey with them. We lit the fifth, for this is Christmas Day. The light is here. Christ is born. But this candle we do not extinguish, for it is not yet complete till all are fed, all have shelter, all have a place to belong. This light is for the ones who still wait, the ones who still believe the message, the ones who still do not fear, the ones who still join the journey, and we will carry it with them evermore. Amen.